Hallelujah. Are you amazed at the doings of God? For everyone in line for this kind of miracle, 12 months from now, as the Lord lives, whose we are, whom we serve, you shall be standing upon this altar to dedicate your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is no respecter of persons, but as many as put their trust in him and know him, he show himself mighty. God will show himself mighty in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I celebrate with the Echukus, and I celebrate every one of us. It is a privilege to always be in his presence, and I know God has called you here today because he wants to bless you, and you shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we give you praise for everything you have done in the lives of your children. Our hearts are filled with joy that only you can give. We give you praise. We ask that you take control over these few minutes as we share your word. Glorify your name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. As we have prayed for those looking unto you, for the fruit of the womb, we ask for grace and faith to be released in their lives for taking delivery of their own blessings and portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I stand here as God's servant by his privileged grace to bring his word. And as the topic is displayed on the screen, the sermon today, part one of it, is exploring the requirement for divine direction. Exploring the requirement for divine direction. Our key scripture is Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. It says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Second scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and in all thy ways. And lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Finally, I want to add to that a very popular scripture, Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then afterwards, you see the benefit of his leading that follows. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We are sheep of his pasture. We are sheep. We as born-again children of God, we are the sheep of his pasture. In Psalms 100 verse 3, the Bible said, know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And in John chapter 10 verse 27, the Bible says there, Jesus was speaking, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Therefore, just as a sheep would always need a shepherd, sheep are not formed to go on their own. They would always need the guidance and the steering of a shepherd for them to graze the pasture that is before them and to find their way to their destination. That is how we, as the covenant sheep of God's kingdom, would always need the shepherd to lead us, no matter how old we are in the Lord. No matter our age or experience, we would always require divine direction. In other words, no child of God, no man of God, no minister, no matter the title, will ever outgrow divine guidance. We will always continue to require Jesus to lead us to our high places and through our green pastures, and of course for us to find rest. Psalms 95, verse 7 and 8. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Therefore, today, if you hear his voice, the Bible says, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Therefore, for us to be led as children of God, we need to open up our heart in order to hear his voice of direction and guidance. We need to open up our heart and trust in him that he is the one that knows the way to go. Not your skills, your profession, technical know-how, or whatever experience we may have. And so, it is expected of us, if we must make the most of the journey of our lives, to always open up our heart to him and to ask him for guidance and direction. We need to ask him. Hence, the Lord must always remain our shepherd day and night. Day and night. And we must learn to hear his voice at all times. Every child of God, born again child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, is ordained to hear the voice of God. Because that is what qualifies us as sons. And so, we need to always pay attention to his voice. Please note, every redeemed child of God, according to scripture, we are the seed of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Now, if you are of Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed, hence, according to the promise. Hence, according to the promise. But you see, from scriptures also, the seed of Abraham is likened to an eagle. An eagle. We are likened to an eagle in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9 to 14. And it is following the direction of the wind that guarantees the altitude of the eagle. What the eagle does as a bird is to observe the direction of the wind. And as the wind is blowing, it dives into the wind and mounts up its wing, stretching out his hands. And the wind carries the eagle round about. And so without having to stress itself, it soars to very high heights. And today, you see every great man putting the sculpture of an eagle in their office. But what makes the eagle unique is based on its ability to take advantage of the direction of the wind. The wind here is the Holy Spirit
The Bible said, the wind bloweth to and fro, no one knows where it's going to or coming from. So are those that are filled in the Holy Spirit. And so when you are filled with the Spirit of God, it gives you the ability to observe the wind, that is the move of the Holy Ghost, and you just take a dive in it to take you to your place of destination. So many people have lost their lives, lost their destinies, missed their direction. Great destinies cut down because they refuse to pay attention to the voice of the Spirit. I remember stories, several stories of people that have been saved based on divine direction. There was a missionary in one land. I will not want to mention that land, who was working there in the commission we belong, out of station. And suddenly, my father in the faith called him and said, "Now, this minute, pack your luggage and leave that place." Based on divine instruction, immediately, without asking any further, he packed his things, took his family, and ran out. It wasn't up to an hour from that very moment. The community invaded that land, and they were saying, "Where is that missionary that is here? Where is him?" But based on divine instruction, he had escaped from the reach of the wicked. What about the one that was about to travel? I heard this testimony myself. As he was going to enter that car, the Spirit of God said to him, "That is not the car." And as God will have it, somebody was arguing with him. "I am the one that came first. I have to board this ride. I am the one that came first." And he said, "Okay." And God bearing witness with him, because he was led by the Spirit, stepped back and allowed the man to enter the doors, and they left. Few hours into the journey, he set out. As he was going, he saw that vehicle had met a ghastly motor accident. None escaped, including the person that was seated on the very right spot where he was supposed to sit. So many have lost their lives because of the absence of divine guidance. From today, you will never miss your step again. From today, you will hear clearly from God in the name of Jesus. As we go through the part one of this word, why divine guidance, amongst other things? Why divine guidance? That's where I want to go. Now, please note that following divine direction is a vital key to arriving at the fullness of God's plans and purpose for our lives. And divine leading is our only access. Divine guidance, or if you like, divine leading is our only access. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Bible says clearly, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." In other translations, it says, "I know the plans that I have for you." So God has a blueprint for every one of us. He has a final destination, a purpose, and a plan for us. But you see, God, even though he has the plan, does not always unveil to us the full path to the realization of this destiny. So it will take us going to him part time for every single step to take delivery of the next step towards actualizing that destiny that he has ordained for us. So in order for you To make the most of God's plan and purpose, you must, as a matter of must, return to your Maker and get Him to unveil to you the next stage or phase of your life in the blueprint of His plan for your life. So many have tried to outrun God. You know, they outrun God. They are very fast. They make plans for themselves, take steps by themselves, and they do everything by themselves, just like the children of the world would do, without seeking the help and the guidance of the God of heaven and earth who has made us. And so many have crashed land. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So therefore, we must keep following God. And as we keep following God, God becomes committed to changing our levels. Because why? Our wisdom as humans, your wisdom and my wisdom, no matter the experience you have, is too small, is too meager to take you to the plan, the altitude of the plan that God has for you. The destiny that God has ordained for us is beyond what any one of us can comprehend. We are only very myopic. What we are seeing now, we are limiting ourselves. Allow God to lead you to your high places. He has a plan for you, but His plan for you is in His hand. You must learn to return to your Maker in order for Him to unveil His plan and His purpose. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. So many are too wise for God to lead them. That's the reason for the crisis we are having in our lives. We are so experienced, so vast. We are providing counsels to other people. So why should we come to get counsel from God? We even want to counsel God. Because sometimes before we come to God to say, Father, what are you saying? We have already made our plan. This is the way I want to go, Father. But I just have come to ask you, is this what you are saying? But this is the way I've planned. And God will say, okay. Alas, you can go. Since you have already made the plan and you have concluded on everything, maybe with your wife and your children, and you have chosen to go that way, all right. Alas, you can't go. But what attitude God expects from us is to go to Him and say, Father, I have options. I have various ideas happening in my mind right now. But I'm not choosing anyone until I hear you say, my Father, what are you saying? And God will say, okay, this is what you have to do. God told me when I traveled recently, I was waiting on God and I was basing my relationship, my discussion and prayers to Him on what He had done before. I said, Lord, you did it this way. I believe you will always do it in this manner. And God said to me, son, you better be flexible with me. Don't put words in my mouth. Let me speak to you what I want to say to you. That I asked you to go through the valley yesterday doesn't mean the valley is the way to your high place. The God of the valley could be the God of the mountain. But let Him decide which one is the right one for you per time. And I said, sir, I'm sorry. So I've come to you. What are you saying? I am flexible. So many of us, we know too much. And so we instruct God on the way to go. We tell Him, Lord, this is the way that we must go. As a matter of fact, this is the way we used to do it, Lord. And so we must do it like this. And God will say, okay, how you are? Go ahead and do it like that. And God will pull back and allow you to do it like that. There are so many of us that have been doing it the way we used to do it. And God is just standing aside, looking at us. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. As we round up, our destiny in Christ has unlimited capacity for enlargement. But it will take following hard after God to see its manifestation. John 14, verse 12. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Our memory and understanding does not have enough capacity to lead us into the greater works than Jesus did. He says, greater works than I did, you will do. You think our understanding and experience has capacity to take us there? Not at all. We need his direction and guidance. From today, you will hear from God clearly. You will hear from God clearly. To secure your way forward in the mighty name of Jesus. As I round up, finally, hear me well and hear me very well. No matter how fast you go in a wrong direction, brethren, you will never arrive at your destination. If you like, go at rocket speed. As far as you are in the wrong direction, you will keep running and running and driving and toiling and struggling, and you will not see the result that you want. But a little effort in the right direction with God leading you brings you into your destiny. That will be your portion from today. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise up on your feet. Just one prayer. Lord, from today, I surrender to your leading. Lead me, Lord. Don't allow me to lead myself, because as sheep of your pasture, I cannot lead myself. Lead me, Jesus. I surrender to you. And now, if there is any way you have been leading yourself, you have been taking steps, making decisions without asking him, pray for mercy. Lord, help me now. I am ready to make a change. I am ready to make amends. Thank you, my Father. We give you praise, for it is done. From today, the Lord himself will lead you. He will guide you into your high places. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, as the Lord lives, whose we are, you will never miss your mark anymore. God himself will lead you and help you to your destination by his mighty hand. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Father, we pray for your people. You said we must be sons. As many as have not received you here, we pray that we visit them today for the total surrenderedness of their lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Put those blessed hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you all. For the newcomer, please, if you don't know better, please report under the shed here. Some ushers will be waiting for you there. Thank you.